Before starting, sorry, the Q&A session, and given that today is a day full of results, we will try to be brief on the duration of this event. So for the reason, and summarizing, the following professional have asked the question that I will be putting to the top management in the next few minutes. Alberto Gandolfi from Goldman Sachs, Rob Pulleyn from Morgan Stanley, Manuel Palomo, Exane BNP, Javier Suárez, Mediobanca, Fernando García, Royal Bank of Canada, Jorge Alonso, Société Générale, Ahmed Farman, Jefferies, and finally, Jorge Guimarães, JB Capital Markets. The first question is related to the guidance. What can we expect for the second part of the year in terms of EBITDA and net profit, considering the new renewables capacity, et cetera? Same EBITDA as H1 is recurring, 6.2 billion euros.
So I think the main factors is, for one side, at level of production, we expect to normalize the year. Recovery nuclear plant of Cofrentes is now producing already. We now put a recovery in the second quarter, and we expect a better hydro output in the second half of the year. We know that we are in a terrific drought in Spain, but I think we hope that will end in some time. This will reduce the need of energy purchase in wholesale markets, which I think that was affecting negatively to ourselves. We will have, as well, a certain contribution of additional investment. I think I mentioned we have around 3,000 MW of renewable that is going to be installed during the year. And we will continue making the investment in our networks. We will up to 4.5 billion in these 12 months. We will generate as well certain returns. It has been mentioned, I think the positive impact of FX in operating result, especially in Brazil and United States. And that's why I think we are already maintaining our guidance of 4 billion-4.2 billion euros. I think you have to be aware about this very volatile environment, and I think this very volatile environment, we would like to be, let's say, prudent, or you would like to use the word conservative.
Second question is, what is your best guess of net debt by the year-end, and how the cost of debt could evolve in the next year, in 2023?
Pepe?
Yeah, well, we are expecting to end the... Depends a little bit on the FX, but we are expecting to end the year with a net debt of around 45 billion-46 billion euros net debt. In terms of the cost of debt, we'll give you more information on the Capital Markets Day, but obviously, most of our debt in, with, except the Brazilian real is fixed, and it will depend a little bit on the evolution of the Brazilian real. In 2023, we are expecting that the Central Bank of Brazil will start cutting rates a little bit. So in that sense, you know, we will see, but perhaps we would see a positive evolution on the debt. But as I was telling, we'll give you more information on the Capital Markets Day.
Next question: would it be possible to get an update on the evolution of bad debts in the different markets you are exposed to, percentage and total amount, if possible?
Pepe?
Well, we have increased the provisions, you know, on the bad debt, because obviously the amounts are a little bit higher. But in terms of percentage over sales, we are maintaining those quite stable. So that is good news. We are maintaining a percentage of bad debts over sales, you know, in line with last year, no?
Next question: what can we expect for financial results, considering higher cost of debt in Brazil, U.S., and FX impacting debt?
Pepe?
Well, we are expecting to see, in terms of growth, a reduction in the percentage of growth, take into account that in this first half, we have counted some negative impacts of one-offs that will not happen in the second half. So I would say that the growth of our financial expenses for the whole year will be around 25%, something like that. Coming down from the current level that we have, which is which is 40% growth.
Next is, can you help us to quantify the negative impact of regulatory orders and court rulings?
Pepe?
The negative impact of regulatory orders?
Between inverted column, negative impact of regulatory orders and court rulings.
Quantify this one. How much we have introduced in our accounts of these provisions?
Let me give you the... the court rulings in Spain, you mean? In Spain?
Yeah. The wording of the question doesn't appear that, but
okay.
But it's related to this. Yes.
Okay. So basically, this comes from a divergence in the valuation that we have on certain assets. So there has been an order that has been given by the Spanish government on that, and we are appealing to the court as we think that we. Are correct in the valuation of these assets, and we expect this to be accepted and won finally by the courts. But given, you know, our conservative policy and given the order passed by the government, we have decided to provision this, and it has to do, as I was saying, regarding the valuation of some assets in our distribution business.
Next question is, what could be the impact of an Italian type of tax applied in Spain based on your 2022 and 2023 results expectations? How could it be split among utilities and other energy companies?
Well, when this will be published, we will provide more information. I think I would like to remember that 75% of total energy, they are talking about energy. And in energy, 75% of the energy consumed is oil and gas, and only 25% electricity, and even more than half of this electricity is generated as well from fossil fuels. So as you have already seen our results, we have not extra profit, as shown in the result I just presented to you. And I think the public information, oil and gas companies, that is not the case in all over the world.
Next question is related again about Spain. Is could you let us know if results in Spain include the change of accounting related to the new renewables regulation in Spain? If yes, what is the impact in H1 and how much you expect in the full year results?
So I think it's, in my opinion, has not impact, my knowledge, that is not impacting results. I think it's just an advance in cash that in any case we have to be obliged to return later on. So I think that is not an impact in our accounting result. It's an impact in the cash flow of the company only for the time being.
Next is related to the UK. Windfall taxes in UK with the Green Pool proposal for the market reform, opinion and expectations.
So I think it's the UK government has already launched this process last week. I think we need more time to analyze in detail this reform. As soon as we have already analyzed, we will be already able to give you an answer. But I think, as much as I know, is that that's already launched this process, and I think we will analyze.
Next question. Could you please tell us about to what extent have you already been able to pass current electricity prices to your final customer in the different countries?
Armando?
Good morning. We have already sold to the final customers 100% of our own generation for 2022. And sold more than 80% in 2023, 60% in 2024, and more than 40% of 2025 of our own generation has been already sold to final customers.
Next question is, how would you qualify the degree of approval of environmental permits requests in Spain versus your expectations? Should we expect delays of capacity installation in 2022 and 2023?
So, I'm being called by the European authorities Mr. Permits. Many years I've been already claiming because of the fact that the permit process is too slow. It's too bureaucratic. It's not a question of one country or the other one. It's general. The fact European authorities is already publishing or plan to publish things, how to make some kind of directive, how to minimize the timing required for this, for these delays. The fact, I think we have had some, I think several countries I mentioned are already just trying implementing new regulation to avoid this, precisely these bottlenecks. But as far as I know, up to now, they are not very more detailed. I was last week in Portugal in the inauguration of the opening of the gigabattery of Tâmega with the Prime Minister. He told me that he's already preparing a special law for already diminishing the bureaucracy for already the permitting. But as far as I know, I not already seen that has already been published yet. So in Spain as well, they've already announcing these sort of measures. In the case of Britain, same thing. In the case of European Commission as well. But Saying that, in our case, in the first quarter, we have already had a very small impact in our two facilities in the United States, who are one of the points where we have already more problem on that one, mainly for the supply of solar panels. Now this supply of solar panels in the state has been removed, and we don't expect impact in the next few months on that one, because it's already 2 years already, which we will not already affected this tariff for the imports of this solar panel. So it's something we have to be solved. Still it's not solved, but they are already, all countries knows about the problem, and all countries trying to do their best for implementing measures, which is always going to happen in the next future. I think I'm sure it's the only way for reducing our dependency of fossil fuels for third countries is to accelerate the construction of renewables. If there are construction of renewables, I think we have already projects, ourselves and other companies, and the bottleneck continue being that one, but I think it's already a real drive in all countries to try to solve this one in the short term.
Next question is related to, on previous calls, Iberdrola commented the impact of the cost inflation for renewables. Could you please provide an update up to now?
So I think most of our operating result, as has been mentioned by the CFO, are protecting for inflation. I think revenues increase with inflation in different business. In networks, thanks to regulatory framework in most of our countries. In renewables, we have certain PPAs and, of course, the CFDs, which are linked to inflation. Also in renewables, we are convinced if the inflation persists and the CAPEX as consequence of that one increases, we will transfer to the prices to the final consumers. And but in any case, for our supplies in 2022, we have already almost secure with prices close or hedged in advance. You remember in 2020. In 2021, we make already large purchase of equipment for already protecting our supply chains, and I think we are benefiting still from the prices we fixed already in the past. So I think another consequence of the inflation is the increases of interest rates. As Pepe mentioned, 75% of our debt is at fixed rates. And the only area where we have not that one is in Brazil, which inflation is also converging in revenue, so which I think we are already natural hedge in the country in that one. So we are not already much affected in this moment for the inflation itself.
Next question is related to the PNM deal, and is could you please provide an update on the status of the proposed acquisition and the expected time frame?
Well, I think, as I mentioned in all conference call, we remain optimistic. We have already an agreement with PNM until mid-2023, and we are sure that and confident that we can execute the transaction fund by then. We have already filed an appeal to the Circuit Court of New Mexico against the decision of the New Mexico regulator. Also, I mentioned in my speech the process to renew the New Mexico Public Regulatory Commission has already started with appointment of the nominating committee, which nominate the new regulatory commission, which is going to be in place by January 2023. So I think it's only 4 months that this regulatory commission remain in job. And I think most important, all those things, is the transaction makes sense for us, for New Mexico citizens, for for the investors. I think the fact 23 of the 24 parts already presented in the deal in the to the regulatory commission in New Mexico agreed with it. So even the Attorney General in New Mexico has publicly supported the transaction. So I think those are the facts. And that goes already, just for whatever reason, the actual regulatory commission was not already following what 23 of the 24 parts were already supporting the transaction. I think we hope the new regulatory commission, which is going to be appointed by January this year, will already analyze the thing in a different manner. And also, the Supreme Court of New Mexico will take into consideration the number of people which are already present in this process to support already the transaction. So that's why I'm already remain optimistic.
Next question is, when do you believe that the Repower EU might lead to further upside to your investment plan in Europe? Can you broadly quantify, if any?
So I think you heard to me the Fit for 55, I used to call Fit for Self-Sufficiency. It's the opportunity of Europe for becoming self-sufficient at the same time that we will become already net zero or diminish our emission. Repower Europe is a very positive regulation because precisely pretends to reach this self-sufficiency at the same time that reach already the decarbonization target. As you know, we have already a very clear plan. Our strategy is no change in the sense of continue investing in helping to decarbonization, helping the countries to become self-sufficient. But I think since then we will meet all of us in our market Capital Market Day in November, we'll give more detail about these things. Many things is going to happen in Europe in the next few months, so in all sense. So we are seeing that almost every week is already meeting of ministers, energy ministers in Europe for different reasons. So I think the fact Europe is already wake up about the need of becoming self-sufficient. And the only sources for becoming self-sufficient in Europe are renewables, and for those countries who would like to make build new nuclear or remain with the existing one, is the only one we have already at present. And I think Europe is very aware about that one.
And the last question is the following. Given the rising focus on Europe and US, are you contemplating any divestment, the disposal in emerging markets to fund investment in Europe or US?
So I think in terms of a new investment, I think, you know, we are very clear. I think we continue with our process of PNM. I think that is in terms of new investment in corporate investment is PNM is the focus. And in terms of asset rotation, I think we are already continuing doing independently in Europe or third countries. I think we are already rotating those assets we consider either are not strategic for us, either are already helpful to make the rotation to invest in another area. So I think we continue with this rotation and we continue already with partnership. So I think in many areas, we have partnership not only in renewable, we have partnership in green hydrogen, we are going to announce some partnership as well in the for charging station, electricity charging station, for electric vehicles. We have already many of those things which are already helping to our future growth without affecting much to our financial structure, to our balance sheet.
No,
I just wanted, because I made you know, an estimate of around 45, 46 billion of that, really. This was not including some asset rotation, so in the end, and I was assuming a little bit of higher FX. In the end, you know, what we have in our REF2 is somewhere of around 44 billion euros, okay, just to make it clear.
Okay, now please let me give the floor to Mr. Galán to conclude this event.
Okay, thank you very much for taking part in this conference call. As always, thank you for your questions, always a very, very interesting question, very intelligent. As always, our investor relations team will be available for any additional information you may require. And for those of you who take days off, let me wish you a very nice summer break. So thank you very much. See you in November. Thank you.